Good morning. Beautiful, calm morning here in Boca Raton, Florida. This is the halfway point of my morning walk. It's a Monday. It's the start of a new day. It's the start of a new week. And not only is the morning walk something that I highly recommend, if you're not doing, you begin doing. It becomes such a valuable routine, such a valuable part of your day. Like, the day is a success once it's completed. And it's funny, I just saw a great friend, Michael Neal, post a picture. His view is a little bit different this morning. It's got a lot of snow. He's up in Pennsylvania mountains, I believe. He and his weekend was exciting. He proposed, and his girlfriend, now fiance, said yes. So congratulations to both of them. A very exciting day and weekend. But he shared the picture of his morning, and there's a lot of snow out the front porch. And so this statement, this next statement might be difficult, because I'm from Rochester, New York, and I know that feeling when you open the door and there's that snow and there's that cold breath, hesitating moment when you open the door and it freezes your ability to breathe, which leads to this next statement. Get out and walk a half mile in one direction, turn around and walk a half mile back. Sounds simple, Tom, when you're down in Florida and it's cold in the high 50s, low 60s, compared to 32 degrees, 28 degrees, 20 degrees Fahrenheit, 0 degrees, minus 2 degrees Celsius. So I get it. However, when I lived in upstate New York, I also, going all the way back to middle school, junior high, high school, was a wrestler, and wrestling season is during the winter. And guess what? When you want to be a top wrestler, you don't just put the time in on the mat and time in the gym, you put the time on the road, meaning you gotta run. So it was not fun to run in the snow, to run in the blizzards, to run when there's ice. Yet I still did it. And that's a deciding factor in people that lead mediocre results in lives versus the potential that you all have to tap into. It's doing the things that you know are the keys to getting the desired outcome and results that you want, even when you don't feel like doing it. So yes, I get it. But when you want to have the most important aspect of success in life, which is, in my opinion, health, the proper health, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, a walk, as silly and simple as it sounds, is one of the best ways to get your body in motion, which helps your emotions, which helps fulfill the health in all those areas that we just talked about. So it's a key component. And yes, I get the fact that it's easier said than done, Tom, especially when your halfway point is the beach and mine right now looks like a frozen tundra. I get that, but it still is making the most of wherever you are, making the most of your starting point, and just making a commitment. And the other part of that is, once you get into a consistent habit and a routine, you are now going to feel like, wow, when I set a goal and am clear in my choice, I follow through. And so that small step, literally and figuratively, leads to other small steps in every other area of your life, your relationships, your finances. You become someone who sets the sail of your life. And instead of letting life push you around, you are like, hey, I want to go there. I'm here and I want to go there. And you can adjust that sail accordingly, regardless of whatever direction the winds are blowing. You now have intention. You now have a desired outcome. And once you are intentional and have that desired outcome, you can take one step at a time and incrementally and consistently make progress from where you are now currently to where you want to be. And in very short order, you'll say, holy cow, look how far I've come, with consistency, with setting that initial intent, followed through with making a decision, and then following through with the proper actions. So no matter where you find yourself right now, you can get from where you are in your health, your relationships, and your finances on a scale of 0 to 5, even if they're 0, 1, 2 out of 5, or if they're up at 4 and 3, wherever they are on a scale of 0 to 5, you can get from where you are now to a 4, a 4.5, or close to a 5. Whatever it is that you feel is yours to do can happen with a choice. So here we are at the beginning of the day, beginning of the week. I hope you are ready to rock this day, rock this week. If you don't have a routine of a morning walk, I would encourage you to consider that and give it a shot and see if you look back and say, holy cow, that was something I'm very glad I looked into, very glad I started, because I never imagined it would have such an impact across all areas of my life. Okay, have a great day. Make today great. Chat with you soon. Bye for now. Oh, if you haven't followed any of my insights on YouTube, I will be adding some more this week. So go to tombeal.com. When you get there, be sure to subscribe, but go to tombeal.com. There's over a couple hundred, maybe close to 300 videos there that have had some great feedback and have helped people in numerous areas get from where they were to where they wanted to be. All right, go to tombeal.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. More coming this week. Make today great. Bye for now.